This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Hell, the podcast for sinners, where you send us your tales of iniquity and we offer our infernal judgment.
So you died. Get over it. We have. You think you're the first one to have all your horcruxes destroyed.
Wrap that snake around your neck, get yourself a routine rhinoplasty and glide through the fiery gates for a good old-fashioned gossip with me, Daniel Fox, comedian, all-butter croissant, and Hell's resident receptionist.
And me, Dane Buckley, comedian, gay cookie monster, and rogue angel.
Darling! Hello, how are you doing?
Hi.
You've had quite the journey in. There was a landslide.
There was a landslide, which, you know, is a great Stevie Nicks song, but it was so dramatic.
On the train.
Oh, I didn't really get involved in the details. I figure on the land.
Yeah.
But it affected the train.
Yeah. Just to say, Dane wasn't actually caught in a torrent of crushing earth as much as...
I mean, if anyone had to name, be.
But that happened on the train on the way in.
I'm here. I'm technically on time.
Yes, very technically on time.
But I can tell you, I got off that train needing a wee. And they are two superpowers. Gay man walking speed who needs a wee. There was just smoke. Roadrunner had nothing on me. You know, absolutely. And also, the groans of ecstasy I let out doing that wee.
Honestly. I thought that, I was wondering what was going on in there.
Honestly, blue whales stopped mid-swim.
I thought, gosh, you know, we need to be getting on with this podcast. And it's just... rubbing one away.
But I'm here. I'm technically on time. Shut up.
She's technically on time. Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Cocktails.
Mm.
I'm being mother this week.
Well, listen. Can I say that these now we're practically famous. The podcast is out there now.
Yes.
These are getting a lot of love, these beakers.
Right. Hey, listener, this is the first episode that we... Hey, we're breaking the spell here. This is the first episode that we are recording since the podcast was released, because initially we had a few weeks in the studio before release time. We recorded some things ahead of time.
Released or, like, premiered?
Premiered.
Because I do believe... Premiered at what again on the charts?
Oh, I think it was number 10 in all charts.
Gosh, I think it was. Number 10 on debuting at number 10 on every chart. Gosh.
It's interesting to say that, isn't it? It feels good in the mouth to...
Doesn't it?
Yeah. What was the listener just saying? Charting artists.
Yes. Straight to the top 10.
Straight to the top 10 on Spotify.
Harry Styles, who?
Who is she? Don't know her. Doesn't. Honestly, to everybody who has listened so far, thank you very much.
You've made two elderly, beautiful women very happy. And Daniel.
And also me. So what a surprise and what a thrill. And to everyone who has messaged saying that they've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. To the person who messaged saying Leviticus was right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mum.
Thank you, Mum.
But yeah, these beakers have been getting a lot of love. And rightfully so. They're pretty darn...
I think...
gorgeous.
Maybe we should do some sort of like annual competition.
Yes.
Well, I mean, these things cost like £40, so we won't be winging them out willy-nilly.
Right.
But maybe some sort of grand competition where
they
winner...
They can hold one for an hour.
They get to hold it for an hour.
Yes.
While you hold it still. So no, but we could sort of gift
maybe,
this
someone. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, right. Okay. Here we go. Because we've now had some sort of listener contributions, it's sort of would normally be my turn to do a cocktail this week. But we've got a listener contribution cocktail. This is from Char or Char.
Well, I'm saying it like I'm a posh person saying Char.
Char. But it could be Char.
Could be Char.
Either way, glamorous name. And thank you for submitting The Deceitful Queen.
The Deceitful Queen. Sorry, is this just a normal fan or is this a VIP Patreon?
This is a VIP Patreon.
These are some of the benefits you get.
Listen, patreon.com/thehellpod. You can go straight to the devil's tit and advise
I told you never to call me that.
and advise us directly in the comments. You'll be the first things we see of cocktails, of sin bins, of anything you like. I mean, hey, non-Patreon listeners, you too can do that. Just email us at judgment@hellpod.com.
We'll just read those secondary to the VIP.
But we will read them after because... Yeah. Money.
Yeah.
Is a deceitful queen. I've put this together.
Yeah.
Would you like to have a taste and see what you can have a try?
Hello.
Isn't it delicious?
Daniel Fox serving a cocktail. That's nice.
I know. I feel really wrong.
Oh, hold on a minute.
It's like a jelly baby.
Mm. What is that old school? Don't tell me. Don't you dare. It's like a blackcurrant frutella.
To me, it tastes like a jelly baby, like identical to like a...
I hadn't finished my speech with hints of jelly baby.
It tastes like...
What does that beautiful cassis taste?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, listener. In A Deceitful Queen, which is, I think, invented by Cha, is...
I love Cha.
And or Char is... do write in, Cha.
She might be like just a... like I'm C-H-A-R.
A mononym. She's a mononymous.
Remind me what she is, because right. I think Char's my new... Sorry, but I think Char's my new best friend.
Yeah, I think so. It is a shot of Archer's. Mm. So what's that, peach schnapps? Mm. Pink grapefruit gin.
Oh.
Normal pink gin, which is raspberry?
Some sort of berry names, combo. I just go in for colours.
Then there's a drop of elderflower cordial in there. You know I love an elderflower cordial. And then finally, it's topped up with a little bit of lemonade. And I actually, instead of lemonade, I used... What are those fancy... Italian cans of...
Oh, yes.
San Pellegrino. Not San Pellegrino. Oh, is it flavoured San...
Anyway. Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of the other one.
You know, the little flavoured...
Yeah.
Anyway, they have a grapefruit version of that.
But am I right in thinking that she was an American boiler that wrote in?
Oh, we don't know.
Because I'm sure she said something like lemon spritz or something. Because I don't know if elderflower is big in America.
Does it grow there?
Hey, they American had MTV. Listeners. We had elderflower cordial.
Hey, American listeners, do write in.
Your elderflower confessions.
Does elderflower grow on the
maybe
streets
she's called younger flower there. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
New world flower. Anyway, it's a delicious cocktail.
Okay, I love it. And yeah, write in and save us from Daniel's cocktail.
I don't like a sweet cocktail, but let me tell you, I'm loving a deceitful queen.
Mm.
Okay. Dame, what have you been up to?
Enjoying fame, I think, mainly.
Yes.
Honestly, like the reviews, the messages,
Our
podcast going in at number, like in the top 10, as we said, on a lot of the charts.
So it was number 7 on the iTunes chart.
Yeah.
Number what on the Spotify? 9?
Number 9.
On Spotify.
And quite high on the overall chart, not just comedy podcast.
So lovely.
So lovely. I mean, like over 10,000 listens in our first week.
Over 10,000 in the first week.
Comments on the YouTube, on Patreon, on XTube as well.
On XTube. We've had
It's been gorgeous.
Yeah, and people writing in, listening to it on their way home. People listening to it with a glass of wine while cooking. We had someone listening to it while breastfeeding. We've had someone listening to
me.
It while while breastfeeding two married men. people listening to it while they are doing crochet, which is just ideal and exactly what we always dreamed.
Did you see in some of the comments that there was another person into crochet that connected with that person that left a comment? And I was like, look at us bringing people together.
Bringing crocheters together.
But when we set about doing this podcast, we wanted 3 things.
Mm.
To look beautiful.
Yes.
To look beautiful.
Yes.
And to make women happy.
And you have achieved one of those things.
I've never made a woman happy.
listen, it is...
This is exactly what we wanted.
It is really joyful to have you guys listening to this.
Because the kind of gays we are was not warehouse, take your top off. We were with our girls, our allies, our beacons, having a dinner, having a bitch, and maybe a little dance in the front room. That's the kind of gays we are.
We're not Berlin gays.
No.
We're Betty's Tea Room gays. Dane, you had a suggestion.
I did.
Go ahead.
I did. It was that you can't carry off peach.
And I'm stopping. I cannot wear something that is the same colour as my skin, hair and teeth. So
Well, listen, I have been absolutely loving the reviews. I think over 125 on Apple. I think over 75 on Spotify.
Oh, over 180 on Spotify.
Oh, Lord. Okay, she's grown. Okay, well, and people have done written reviews as well, which is gorgeous, not just the stars. But I have had such fun reading them. And so I thought we should read out a few, and then we should choose our favourite. Yes. And that person should get a prize. The prize being a little cameo video from us, just for the crack. If you're not familiar with that phrase, Irish phrase for the fun. And and also that will encourage perhaps listeners to do a speech, actually, which is your speech now.
I shall do a speech now. Thank you for that.
I saw your eyes tighten there as I spoke on your territory.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, but and you know, I've heard people going, leave us a review if you've got a minute. But I never quite realised until I did one of being like, oh, that is actually so helpful. Like how helpful that is. Yeah. And like why?
Yeah.
Because when you guys leave a little review, it is so nice and it warms our little gay hearts. But it also actually moves us up the charts.
Yeah.
Makes it more likely that people will...
Is it possible to get higher? Probably, but...
Probably.
Who knows?
But it moves us up the charts. It means more people will discover it
at
the end of the day. Yeah. And that means that we will be more able to do a season two and beyond.
Exactly.
So if you're listening, if you're enjoying it, if you wouldn't mind, if I could possibly beg, if you could possibly just...
Not only that, like, it fills my soul when I read the reviews. Like, it makes everything worthwhile. Because we had to put some money up the front. We had to put effort in. And when I read these, I'm doing this accent because a lot of our followers are American.
Makes it all worth it.
It makes it all worth it. Do you know what it does? It makes me happy on the inside.
If we were American, I think, we would be that sort of breathless woman from the South.
Yeah.
Hardly the shade.
I make a really
hard.
Good bread pudding, honey. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I tell a lie. Obviously, my accent would be this.
Yeah,
sort of
I think you'd carry off that more.
Tired transatlantic, sort of.
I want to be like, sidebar, when I went to New Orleans, this woman said to me, where y'all from? New Zealand? She made up a country, New Zealand.
And you, that is where I've seen
that is where I'm from. That's right, madam. Right, so anyway, yeah, but when I read these reviews, it really does move me because I've been that middle-aged woman at home listening to the podcast, you know?
Yeah.
I am that middle-aged.
You are the fun mum,
breastfeeding. I love hearing people say, like, I'm saving this for my commute. This brings me so much joy, you know?
So
snap.
Well.
We thought we'd read some out.
We were going to read some out.
And then pick a best one.
Yes. The winner is getting...
A cameo from you and I.
A cameo from Dane and I, which is going to... I mean, whatever you like. We will... You can email in. You can tell us what you would like, winner. We may even do it next time we're putting a sketch together.
Yeah.
It could be as the angel and the devil with the little hair horns.
Exactly.
It could be a anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Let's read some reviews. I'm reading one from LivPierce24. Kiki, who even is she? Love this so much. Pure chaos, great chemistry, and a little filth. Grab a drink and settle in for a good laugh.
I love that.
Thank you, Liv Pierce.
Kiki, who even is she?
Not a word that I can say naturally, but you're very good at saying that word. Another one from, and I believe I'm saying this correctly, Tim Bobobo. Tim Bobobobo?
You're so white.
Tim Bob Bobo.
Tim Bobobo.
Tim Bobobo. Worth 6 stars. I'd give these two an extra chocolate star if allowed.
Oh!
Well, my goodness.
I am gushing. Gushing.
Dana's just having to push tarpaulins down.
Celebrate love life. So funny. Just joined a gym as a very overweight 55-year-old perimenopausal woman. Probably not their target audience. Previously seen Daniel on stage in London. Nearly fell off the treadmill laughing and I was holding on. Now paid to watch the videos. Have to find motivation to keep going to the gym. This is brill.
Love you.
Oh, yeah, because she name checks you.
Yeah, what a gorgeous review. Our winner, I believe.
Well,
absolutely wrong on the front that not our target audience.
Absolutely.
Couldn't be more our target audience.
I was like, hello, soulmate.
Yeah, literally all of our friends are fun perimenopausal women.
Exactly. It's what I am half
falling off of treadmills. Like,
in my mind, I was picturing like running up that hill playing. She's brushing off the sweat. She's trying. She's going to do a full 20 minutes for her gaze.
It doesn't hurt me. Meanwhile, it cuts to you and I talking about probably cum.
So I instantly fell in love with her. Celebrate. I don't know where that name's from, but I fell in love with her.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. She should win.
Winner.
I will also say I'm sometimes on stage as well. Celebrate.
Yeah.
But
not often, though. Not on a paid stage.
Bitch.
Celebratelove.life.
It's the winner.
Whoever, whatever your... is that your Christian name? Write in to... Yeah. Hey, new email address for you. reception at helppod.com.
Chad.
And let us know what you would like in if you would like a cameo video from us.
Sure.
It could be a happy birthday. It could just be a general chit chat. You could request that we read a letter and do a judgment for you. Whatever you want, we would make a little video for you.
Can I just say that the videos are available for free on YouTube, but she might have meant the extended exclusive ones in Patreon.
Oh, yes. So you can watch us on YouTube. You can also watch us on Spotify now.
Mm.
Hey, guys. As of now, if you are listening on Spotify, you can watch video on there or you can go to YouTube.
Yeah.
But also, if you listen on Patreon, you get a monthly bonus episode, you get extended guest episodes, and you also get ad-free normal episodes. So that's
delicious.
You also get percentages off merch, you get free tickets. There's all sorts of benefits to the different tiers.
They help our artistic journey.
They help our artistic journey, and they help us pay for Yanis's many, many straight man, Lynx Africa's, whatever he names.
Don't name it. To name it gives it feelings and emotions. Don't humanize it.
Anyway, celebrate love life. Thank you so much for reviewing.
Thank you.
Do email reception@hellpod.com. Let us know what you want us to video for you. And everybody else, we'll be doing this again in future weeks.
Yeah. We might have to prove it to the person. How are we going to do that? We'll find out.
Mm.
We'll find a way.
We'll give you a code word.
Yeah. There's another email I just wanted to talk to you about.
No, I don't think we need to talk about it.
I've been in the old she-mails.
I don't think so.
I think, gosh, it just really hurts me to have to read this out for you. Okay, this is from Jellybean. Not a confession, but please could Dane drop the devilish skin car...
Carry on.
Please could Dane drop the devilish skin car routine. The fires of hell, TM, have left you dewy and dazzling. Dragon's blood? A decoction of Dead Sea dirt? The tears of a dying demigorgon? We simply must know. Love the show. P.S. Don't say CeraVe. Is that how you say it?
Listen, he didn't even fucking know how to say. Yes, it is CeraVe, but that was pure guesswork. I am so furious. This man, and you know, I'm being very, very generous there, moisturizes his face with cooking oil.
It's true. Coconut oil.
Coconut oil, which is not good for your skin. It's not good for your face. Good for your skin. It's not good for your facial skin. I am not importing illegal prescription creams from Bangladesh to have some fucking bitch. No, I'm sure.
Listen, Daniel sat me down to tell me about this beautiful routine I could think about. My mum was a hippie. We weren't allowed chemicals in the house or Protestants. I, to this day, have olive oil to wash my face and coconut oil to moisturize it. But I've never been a smoker. I grew up in a hippie household. I'm a semi-ethnic. I'm half Indian. And I'm also chubby, and I think that helps the skin. But let's not find reasons. The truth is the truth, which is some people like my skin. I just love that this came in when I'm next to this would-be pound shop beauty queen.
Oh, fucking cunt.
Pound shop is dollar store in American.
Jelly Bean, I'm sorry for calling you a bitch just then. I love you. But I'm not doing a 15-step skincare Korean routine for you to compliment Dane's skin, who literally washes his face with water, cooking fat, and like occasionally mud.
This is so true. I gifted you some mud last week.
She gave me some mud last week, and it's like, you must try this. I was like, I have spent maybe £400 this month on skin treatment, so I'm glad I did this from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jellybean.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Did you have a little update for us about?
Oh yeah. So this
about what's next on the script?
About what's next on the script? Yeah, I did. Thank you for reminding me. We had a obviously what. Was it episode one? Episode one, we read a... one of the letters that we read was about the person taking their... not taking their mum to the sex shop, not wanting to do that. Yeah. Their legally blind mother who wanted them to take them to the sex shop to buy new sex toys. They didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
We put that clip on Instagram.
Yeah.
Everyone piled on them.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Not just being like, yes, demon, but being like, absolutely unacceptable. Yeah. What a horrible, cruel person. And I'm like, as we said in episode one, not the demon, but do take your mum.
Yeah.
I think that's the reasonable.
Yeah, but we can understand you might feel a way.
Right.
But move on and do it.
There is some, you know, validity in acknowledging that taking your parent to buy a dildo is not
top of the list.
Top of the list of comfortable activities. Yeah. But let's find a way. Anyway.
Also, a few people were a little bit confused. They're like, Daniel, God, Daniel.
Oh my God.
Do better.
I don't think people had clocked that it was a letter. I think people were like thinking it was me. Dane, I'm going to be straight in. I'm going to be honest and upfront and a good friend to you right now. You've just pushed your hair back into a little spike at the back.
Okay? Right. Okay. Because I'm scared to move my hand because you're going to kick me again because it'll be in your camera view. May I do it now?
You may do it now.
Thank you very much. How's it now?
Worse.
Right. Okay. Great skin, but Irish Indian hair.
Better.
She has a mind of her own. How is she now?
Beautiful, actually. Your hair is laying flatter than normal.
Thank you. I had a priest and a snake charmer help me this morning.
They have done wonders.
They have done wonders. Because I can pick up the radio on this hair.
His headset is on, though. Well, it's on one side. Why? What's the issue, Yanis? Yanis has just come in. Oh, he's got one ear on.
I've always had one. Oh my God, that freaked me out. That sexy whisper you did, Yanis.
Yanis just did a really sexy whisper.
I'm not comfortable
with
Yanis being sexy again.
To say again.
Like that. Oh, God.
Oh, he's whispering to us. This is like in Harry Potter when the snake is in the walls.
I believe it's not a snake. I do believe it's. What's it called again?
A basilisk.
A basilisk.
And what is a basilisk?
Okay.
Is it a big snake?
Look at the righteousness on its face, on its aged and decrepit face.
No, it's beautiful, luscious. I think they just accidentally added an E when they sent that. Oh, she's just dribbled.
I've just dribbled. Yanis made me wet. Continue.
Anyway, we had an update.
Yeah.
We've had an update. The person who wrote in the letter has updated
us. Did you notice I did earnest voice? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, your social worker came up just then.
Gosh.
She has sorted her mum out with an Alexa. Well,
finish that sentence.
In more ways than one. Her mum is able to buy sex toys, everybody. Yeah. Do not worry. She's got an Amazon Alexa.
Yeah.
And she has shown her mum how to order things via Alexa. So her mum is getting the toys that she needs.
Perfect.
And her mum is sexually satisfied and all is fine. And she doesn't have to take her mother
Will she be getting the new Welcome to Hell dildo that we're bringing out?
She will be getting the Diamante ripped dildo.
Ouch.
Everything's a dildo if you're brave enough. What I would like to very quickly dip into before we get on with our sin bins is what that would look like. Talking to an Amazon Alexa.
Your order has arrived for...
No, but also the method of ordering, being like, Alexa, 10-inch black like, veiny vinyl. And then what's arriving is like, okay, here is your 10-inch vinyl Dido album.
Or worse, she's the friends round for tea. Your dildo pleasure dome has arrived. That's for the cat.
That's for the cat. Like,
what a world we live in.
What a world we live in. Anyway, I hope that mum is thriving and happy now. Sounds like she is. Everyone, we can get off that person's back
and turn around to the sin bin. Oh my God, what a segue!
What a beautiful segue.
Wow.
Sugyu.
Name I used
to dance beneath.
So in terms of the sin bin, I've got something to raise. And you know, people look to me for the depth, don't they?
They do.
For the deepness. What I want to raise is for the sin bin, people who want to say something to you, but they prolong it out. You know, they say, Dane, and they leave it there as a question mark.
Oh, annoying.
So I have to go, to be a cunt, I go, Sarah... Dane, Sarah.
Spit it out.
Start with, Dane, do you think we should go out for Turkish dinner tonight?
Right.
Or some
other.
The
answer is always yes.
The answer is always yes. But not like, Dane, Susan,
people
Dane.
Fishing.
It's like that, is it Marco Polo, that game?
Marco.
Yeah. Oh,
which feels like a very American thing. I've never ever heard a British person do that in the line.
I'm sick of Americans trying to push that app on me as well. All my American friends are like,
what app?
It's some kind of app that, like, do you have Marco Polo? I'm like, no.
Oh, well,
do you
I want
have
it.
Madonna's entire back catalogue, I do.
Anytime I listen to anything or watch anything American and they mention Postmate, which is like, I think their delivery.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. I think, how incredibly glamorous.
Well, you want to talk about glamour? Have you ever been to Denny's in America? It's a very high-class restaurant.
No.
And they do things called... They can come to your table and say, do you want that smothered and covered? And what that means is a white sausage onion gravy that is life-changing.
White sausage onion, the name I used to dance under.
Anyway, that's what I'm putting in the sin bin.
All I've ever wanted to be is smothered and covered.
Honey, when they first said it to me in Denny's, I was like, you are such a fucking
That
hurt.
Is the title of this episode. Welcome to Hell, Smothered and Covered. No, welcome...
Boom.
Anyway.
And Denny's, if you're listening, I'm happy to do adverts for you. The laughing thing is that Denny's is a piece of shit in America, but to me, it's life-changing.
I wouldn't know. I just hang out in Bergdorf Goodman. So
looking old in the corner. Like
no, radiating.
Oil works for me. Hello. Mm. Yes, I'll die at 60, but, you know.
Sorry?
Well, you're going to come for me for
not very long to go, is there?
I knew you. I was waiting, anticipating.
That's what I'm putting this in, Ben. Just spit it out.
I welcome it into that furnace. Yeah. I'm adding on to that.
Yeah.
People that do, which I, and listen, we're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
Have I in my life done a Dane?
Yeah. Because what you're really saying is, come here to the side of me while I tell you the story.
Bestow your attention upon me,
yes,
fair
yes.
maiden. But it is annoying.
If they said that, I'd run. Today.
Yes, you would absolutely fly through the air. I'm going to take that and I'm going to actually top it with, which is the first time
I've never
before in my life. I am going to add to that, people that do this, they're looking at, they're reading a book or they're looking at an iPad or their phone and they go, huh.
Oh, I hate those cunts.
So annoying.
They should be burnt at the stake.
And they're just asking for you to go, what, Janet? I love to ignore it. I do nothing. I act as
if I've not permission to change my hand? This is falling off. Can I move my hand?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I think if you move it within that scope, it doesn't... It's only if you're like out
thank
here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that white people are letting me move now.
Oh, letting you not completely block my face out from the podcast?
I'm just doing a service to the public, okay? Well. the people that do that, huh, it's so pretentious. You're not on Frasier. Okay.
I'm not going to ask. I will literally just say, read your thing and go, wow, how interesting. I've just read blah, blah. And just tell me.
I mean, listen, we need to move on. But I would add another subsidiary to that, which is, do you know what I think? No, I can't say. I don't want to say. Bitch, don't do that. Because I will fish and that's what you're doing. But just fucking say it.
Tell me your secrets.
Yeah.
Fine.
Don't do that performance, that amateur dramatic.
Very matinee. Secondary school. I did, to be fair, me at 9 years old, I've got a secret I can't tell you.
But 9 is the territory for that.
9 is the
you
territory.
You were at an all-girls school, you had a secret.
The nuns were drifting around.
Okay. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, darling.
Did you have a sin bin?
Yeah,
I'm watching back our last episodes and I just talk about me and forget to include.
Plus ça change. Yes, I have a sin bin.
Oh my God,
little
wow.
laugh there of you not understanding what I just said.
No. What was I did Spanish at school. I'm so sorry.
Plus ça change. I believe it's more the change. Sort of being like, well, like always.
I love and I hate that you know when I'm faking it.
Yeah.
And you really do.
An episode just went out where I say that my dating app of choice is Coots banking app. And the laugh Dane does as his eyes say, I don't know what the fuck you've just said.
Because we've been through this. You're classy.
Well,
I bring warm, glowing skin and a warmth. You're classy.
You bring delusion to the podcast and I bring grounding and class. Coots is the bank
know.
For royals, basically. It's like the millionaires banking.
I'm from a council estate, love, all right? So
shows. Right. My sin for this week is my posture in this fucking podcast.
Right.
I have looked back at some of these episodes.
Yeah.
I am like a hunched old witch.
What's new?
I have bad posture.
I assume that was where you had your wings removed.
Well, this is in my mind, I am like the Lady Galadriel from Lord of the Rings.
Right.
I'm Tilda Swinton.
The
I am
bottom
bolt
kinda.
Upright. Yeah, right. When I watch back these things, I'm like, my neck is like so hunched forward. I look
like a question mark.
Decrepit. I'm like a question mark. I've bought something. I have bought.
Oh, right. I thought it was going to be a dildo. Oh, a strap on.
Why would it? Well, I guess if it was a long enough dildo, it would keep me upright.
What
I have
is
bought.
That?
This looks a little bit.
Oh,
like
I've seen them on the Instagram.
Like a harness. Describe this for what I'm doing for our audio listeners.
You're putting it on. I can't tell if you're naked or not.
What is it?
Are you naked or are you wearing a fluffy white jumper?
I'm fully nude.
It is a rather generic strap back posture situation.
Yeah, it is a sort of... Looks like a backpack strap.
Yeah, you look like you're here for homework club.
Yes, or... I'm in some sort of gay dark room, is the other thing. It looks a little bit like it is a harness.
It's really squared out your shoulders.
Thank you for that.
Especially the good one. what does it look like from behind?
God, I wouldn't even know. This I'm going to wear for this podcast. It is designed to keep you upright.
Oh, gosh.
It is very constricting, and it means that you can't...
Because you absolutely look like you're sitting on a cucumber.
Do I look bolt upright?
Yeah, I wouldn't say...
In a good way.
In a natural way.
That I want to look unnaturally straight.
Right. You look,
not straight, okay, but bolt upright.
You look elongated, though.
Thank
more
you.
Than normal.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
It's quite tight.
You look a little tight.
This is the new me.
Manly, yes, but I like it too.
It is so... Oh, God, it's like pulling my shoulder blades back.
Listen, well, you know I hate to talk about this, but we're the same height. We're 6'1" and a half, right? Mm. And I'm torso tall.
Yeah.
My legs aren't that long. So it's torso. I do hunch over, and all my friends are girls, so I do hunch over for the gossip.
I think it's
what did she say?
I think it's to do with height. I think it's to do with my long, elegant lady's neck. And I don't know what it is, but I my neck just comes. So this is going to keep me upright for this whole episode.
But you have that hypermobility situation, don't you?
I do have hypermobility. Thank you, Clang.
No, yeah. When you work the legs and they spin and stuff, it's amazing.
They spin 360 revolve.
It's like the exit. No, but you do. You do things that like make me feel tired when I see
them.
I
can go to a yoga class with zero effort and do the things that like the mums, the Chiswick mums who've been going for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Can do,
yeah.
Which is not because of talent; it's due to a deformity in my joints. I'm sure I will. You will be having to wheel me around in 20 years. Anyway, we must move
right,
on.
Right. Okay. So we are going to move on to your
bit
section
where I introduce the next section.
I'm a little. Can I be honest? I haven't eaten yet.
I've not eaten.
I am tipsy already.
How much have you eaten today?
I've eaten one xylitol chewing gum.
I've had a breakfast bar. I've had a Nature Valley breakfast bar, not sponsored, but it could be.
I did start to eat some popcorn, but Tom Hands, who works here and told us off for not naming him, told me off about eating popcorn.
Well, I think it's for the podcast. We can't be dripping crumbs into this expensive studio. And may we take this moment to give an enormous thank you.
Enormous thank you. So grateful.
To the gorgeous Tom and Lewis, Spotify Studios.
Straight Man 1 and 2.
Straight Man 1 and 2, who Dane is quietly in love with both.
I am, for different reasons.
For hosting us in their beautiful studio. Okay.
Loving you.
Okay.
Showing off his vocal range again. It's got to be even higher now. He's got his back straight.
Hey, listener, we're about to read out some of your letters, but before that, a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Hello, listener, we're back.
Hi.
This is the part of the episode where we turn the evil eye on you, our listener. We've asked you to write in and send in your confessions and grievances. And you can, if you are listening now and you would like to send in a confession and or grievance, you can do that too. judgment@hellpod.com via email. You can find us on all socials at the Hellpod, or you can go to hellpod.com, our website built by my boyfriend, and there is an anonymous form. So you can send us some true evil. We have been questioning, the day may come where a murderer writes in.
Yeah.
What will we do?
Yeah, well, if it's good content, we'll share.
We will share.
We will share.
Anything for a viral
video.
Was
it a glamorous murder?
Yeah, if someone, like, it could happen. Anyway.
Listen, I would welcome some juicy confessions.
Yeah.
I mean, but if they want to write in about my skin, that's fine too.
Well, okay. I will never, ever allow that to come through into this podcast again. So, we're going to read some letters now. Are you the demon? Let's find out. I shall be mother first. Dear Daniel and Dane, I'm writing to confess something that I did a few years ago and was so ashamed about that I never told anyone until now. Your podcast has given me hope that, by sharing this with you, I can finally move on. Very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Very much here for it. At this time, I was doing a lot of driving with work. On one journey, all was going well, and I was about 10 minutes from my usual service station, which was good as I needed to go, and was beginning to feel a little uncomfortable. However, disaster struck as I rounded a bend to see a sea of red brake lights.
Can I just say, hello, novel writer. Disaster
hello,
struck.
Hello.
Sea of red.
Gorgeous writer. I've been there. We drive so much in comedy.
In this industry.
I have pissed into a bottle or two, I don't mind saying.
Well, I'm not going to talk anymore about pooping myself, but let's just say there are other
into
stories.
Into a bottle?
I wish I had that, Amy. Into a flannel, Daniel.
It was a huge traffic jam. Things got more and more uncomfortable until it became actually painful, and an hour passed without us moving at all. It was then that my eyes met with the eyes of a soft toy tortoise that my youngest son had given me for my birthday. I grabbed him, and after some wriggling to remove underwear, grappled him into position. The relief was exquisite, although I'll never forget his little face sticking out from between my legs in alarm. I felt so bad about doing this to my son's gift and have never told him. He never again saw Tommy the tortoise, who I last saw peeping forlornly from a service station bin. Am I the...
Dane, why are you grinning like a jackal?
This is my mum.
Is it really?
That is my fucking tortoise.
Is it real? Tommy the tortoise? Well, I see where you get the writing gift from.
That is definitely my mother, because I bought her a Tommy the Tortoise cushion. Okay, because I remember that. I was like nine, and I had bought her a tortoise, and it was like a toy, and it used to be in the car of her red beetle, and I would always like cuddle it when we drove, and then it disappeared one day. Oh, she's pissed into it. I feel like profoundly disturbed. My toy tortoise, which I felt very sad about losing at the time, has been saturated with piss and left in a service station.
Well, let's not kink shame. He was into water play.
He
is that
was
what
into
kids
what
call
he
it?
Was into. Is that what the kids call it? Hey, mum. Yeah, you're the demon. That poor
for you.
For me.
But you just said, bitch, that you've pissed in a bottle.
Yeah, but not. I haven't pissed.
In some communities, a bottle would be a child's toy.
I've not pissed into a tortoise.
Well, you haven't lived, darling. Well, I love that.
Hey, thanks for writing in, listener. I guess not the demon.
Well, you get in trouble now for naming and shaming her. You've not named her, but you've named her role.
She's probably fine. She's said far worse in her life.
Right. Well, do you know what?
We've all been there.
She's not the demon
at all. Hey, mum. We've all been there.
You're posh, though, because like most people would have Tommy the turtle, but you had the tortoise.
Is that posh?
Isn't it?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't like to class.
I don't really know the difference between the two.
One can swim and one can't.
Yeah, but I couldn't name which one was which.
Mum, okay. I'm forgiving you, but you'll always be a demon in my eyes. Okay, Dane, what is your letter?
So you wanted the tea. I have a tea-related moral dilemma. I returned to my corporate job after having my first baby. I'm staffing a corporate event and my piece of shit boss was acting to type and making gross comments about tits and teeth. My tits were not happy. They were most aggravated that I hadn't fed my baby in hours and threatened to start some kind of milk-based bukkake over those in the vicinity.
Oh.
I tell my boss I need to take a break to pump. No can do, mate.
You tell your boss that a lot, don't you?
No can do, mate. I can't just have all blokes on the stand. You'll have to hold it in. Half an hour later, oi, mate, get us some tea. No, please. I killed two birds with one stone. He got his tea, and I was able to relieve the pressure of my poor titties and put some of the milk to good use. I didn't feel guilty, not even when he asked if I put sugar in it. Am I the demon? Fucking icon is what you are.
This is my mum. No, it's not really. Okay, well, number one. This is why you have oat milk in coffee and tea.
Yeah.
Because I would be able to, I would immediately go, no, no, no.
Yeah.
This is not my oat milk, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
There is a sweetness there. I'm saying demon.
Are you?
I mean, her work people are disgusting. I hate them as well. All demons in the situation from me.
But that revenge is just.
I like the revenge.
And also, what a purple prick. Listen, no can do, mate.
Oh, yeah, disgusting.
Oi, mate, get us some tea. Because I would be spitting and putting, like, diarrhea stuff in that.
Okay. For some reason, I almost feel like it would be better if she'd poisoned him. There's something... Yeah. But I think this is coming from a person who feels so grossed out by even just the thought of cow milk.
Can I just say that I love her so much? Which like, no, please. And also some tit-based bukkake.
Yeah,
love that.
Really lovely writing.
Like, do not fuck.
I'm saying demon because the idea of having to drink a breast milk tea makes me retch and gag. But you would be welcome to come and have a cocktail with us.
I mean, look, it is very sweet.
Have you had
this? I have, yes.
What?
I tasted a bit.
When?
No comment, but I tasted some.
What do you mean, no comment?
I wanted to taste it.
From, like, a friend? Or did you suck on a woman?
No, it was from a friend. I tasted a little bit. Fuck it.
Oh, did she invite you to do so?
No, I just broke into the house. Of course she did. I was like, well, you put it on your arm when you're babysitting. You put a bit on your arm to check the temperature.
Yeah.
Because it was re-warming up from later on, reheating it. And I was like, smelling it. And it was so sweet. And I went, tasted a bit.
Oh. I mean, listen.
Listen. I'm sorry. A cow's milk, which has like got pus and all.
No,
shit
that's,
in
this
it.
Is where I'm coming from. I feel the same about.
I like
cow's
that you
milk.
Threw yourself across the room when I said I'm sorry. Like very dramatic.
I feel the same about cow's milk.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm not shaming women. Yeah. I just the idea of drinking liquid from a gland after the age of one.
Honey, slightly repulsive. You're a gay. Drinking liquid from a gland is like.
Let's move on.
I love her. I feel like I'd be her best friend at work.
I support. I'm so drunk. I absolutely support seeking revenge on these awful men.
We have to move on from this, but I would say, I bet this is a wee while ago, because now those motherfuckers, their asses would be sued. They'd be in so much trouble. They sound like such pricks, like car salesmen or estate agents.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine for one little minute if men had boobs that could breastfeed? Like the drama. If men had
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
drama. Like they'd be off work for months.
Yeah, you'd only have to work half days.
Half days. Yep. And also they'd be like, lads, they'd be out on the Saturday night squirting at everyone.
Yeah. And they'd be like the boss would constantly be like, you're right, Kevin. You're right, mate.
Yeah.
Do you want to take another hour off? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
There'd be a rugby initiation where you have to drink your mates.
All right, listen, I'm taking it back.
Not
the demon, just the thought of me having a breast milk tea from any animal. Repulses me, but do you know what? I love that you sought revenge on this man. Good for you.
Delicious.
Okay. Hey, listener, we're at the end of the episode. That is all from us. If you liked this, be sure to check back for new episodes every Thursday. And if you want to earn yourself a VIP place in hell, you can subscribe to our Patreon. You'll get extended guest episodes and extra bonus episodes every month, with prices starting at just 75 pence per week. Or should I say 95 cents? Because a third of our Patreons are American.
88 euro cents for the European listeners. 1,265 won for our three listeners in South Korea. And Young Hasio.
Or 3.6 Peruvian sol for our two listeners there. Hola.
But what we'd love more than anything is for our fan base, who may or may not be called Wicked Little Sinners. We're still working on names.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Right in. We called out for this, I think, in episode... A previous episode.
-5.
Yeah. If you have ideas for names for the listenership, what would you like to be called if it's a funny little hell-based pun?
I'm
or
so sorry.
Like...
This section's mine. If I can continue.
Okay. Sorry for just trying to join in. Sorry for being organic.
Well, what we'd love more than anything is if you've got those forked tongues flicking, tell your friends, tell your gurus, tell your shamans, tell everyone about our lovely little wicked show. Leave a review, leave a 5-star, leave a chocolate star.
Where can they do it?
Well, the next bit is yours, actually.
Yeah, well, listen.
Okay, fuck it. I'll tell you where they can do it, Dad. They can do it right up my...
Okay. And as always, if you want to submit any confessions or grievances for our infernal judgment, if you want to suggest a cocktail, if you want to suggest a sin bin, if you want to suggest a name for yourselves as a group, you can write to us at judgment@hellpod.com, send us a message on socials at the Hellpod, or use the anonymous form on our website, hellpod.com. Also, if you write a written review, you may well be eligible for a cameo prize every week. Thank you, as always, to Spotify for allowing us to use their gorgeous studios, and to the angels at Auburn Jam, who made our fabulous music. See you next week.
Bye!